Blog Talk Radio.
I'd rather die liberating than live a life as a slave.
What line we stand there, we don't stand in. Yo, Shalom Dawa. Shalom, Brother Mikael. Yo.
The last days ahead and it's approaching our doorsteps. It's time to devise a plan for the future. Here's the steps. Step one, get your minds off television. It's telling a lie. See your vision. Step two, prep your seeds and teach them how to lead. Knowledge is the main feed. Step three, train for combat, cause death is not a worry. We're rising against the beast. We were taught at a young age that Thanksgiving is a celebration for a healthy feast. That's a lie. It was a day where the white man saw the Indians put smallpox in the gifts that they gave them, took their land and took us from our land and brought us to this land. Gave us a white Jesus and told us this is our God now. To this day, false teachers is keeping us down. We believe a lie, but the truth will make us mad. We love the white man, but we hate our mom and dad. We rapping his death music, but we laugh when we hear light music. Talking about killing another brother is a music. Stop bobbing your head to that death music.
You'll kill another brother, but you ain't down for revolution. You'll believe in the white Jesus, but you ain't down for revolution. You'll sell dope to your people, but you ain't down for revolution. You'll stab your brother in the back, but you ain't down for revolution. You'll rob, steal, and kill, but you ain't down for revolution. You'll sell your sister on the corner, but you ain't down for revolution. You won't raise your son to be a man, but you ain't down for revolution. You'll have your mama raise your daughter, but you ain't down for revolution.
The last days are here, and it's approaching our doorsteps. Time to devise a plan for the future. Here's the steps. Step one, turn away from sin to become one with the Most High, to get on his good side again. Step two, turn away from the confines of religion, cause all it's doing is barricading the truth from the souls of the chosen. Step three, put an end to integration. It's putting a hold on our nation. It's causing degradation. You niggas stay blind to the fact that we treat each other with disrespect. It's the gift to be black, and we too dumb to realize that that is a true fact. We separate ourselves in sections. Bloods, Crips, Baptists, Catholics, what's the difference? It's time to wake up and get up on our true purposes and missions. We accept the low out of life. We ain't no strangers to this earth. We are indigenous. It's time that we wake up and find out what we've been missing.
You will do a crime and go to prison, but you ain't down for revolution. You will fall into the devil's plan, but you ain't down for revolution. You will join a white man's army, but you ain't down for revolution. You will celebrate these holidays, but you ain't down for revolution. You will become a homosexual, but you ain't down for revolution. You will believe in a lie, but you ain't down for revolution. You will fight your own people, but you ain't down for revolution. You will forget where you came from, but you ain't down for revolution.
Crackers are listening too. We ain't bullshit. Right. You gotta bring some ass to get some ass, and here it is. Right. Right. No, we not finna play with you. You're not finna run our babies over, and you ain't finna hang us on no goddamn trees no more. Are you serious? For real though. Do you really think you're gonna be able to pull that shit off today?
No.
That's a done deal.
No.
We coming for your ass just like you coming for ours.
That's right.
Alright. Okay, Corral. Wild, wild west, whatever the fuck you want. Long range, whatever you want.
If the Crocker say he gonna do this to our people, then do it.
Right.
I don't believe you.
Right.
I believe we're gonna put our foot off in your ass. That's what I believe. And I cannot wait. Let's get this shit on. You know what I'm saying?
Get ready. The Underground Railroad has been reinstituted by the revolutionary movement.
Black Power, Black Power. It's your host, Brother Drew X. Calling up that Black Nation Task Force Radio. The radio will bring all the brothers and sisters together to operate Black Nation. Yeah, tonight we're going to be talking about the KKK marching into Mississippi. To the creator of male and female, to the creator who created the heavens and the earth, we pray to you, our Black creator, for your guidance, your wisdom, and your protection. And to our Black creator, we always pray, punish, and kill all our enemies. Black Power, all right, y'all, like I said, tonight, we're going to be talking about the KKK marching in the Mississippi. Got callers already standing by. We got all kind of brothers and sisters on the line with us. New Black Mission is on strong tonight. We got Panther members on strong with us tonight. So what I'm going to do first, we got our special guest, first time on the Black Nation Task Force Radio with us, is the commander of the new Black Liberation Militia. We're going to open up the mic to him. Commander Najee, you on with us? Commander Najee, check your phone for mute.
Black Power, I'm here.
All right, Black Power, Commander Najee, tonight, like I said, we're talking about these the KKK, and I know you did a lot of work as the National Field Marshal for the NBPP. You know, went to a lot of rallies all over the world, all over the country, chasing these hood rats down. So what would you like to add to the program?
Well, I say we are witnessing the new dawn of the enhanced international white supremacists and white power, institutional racism of a higher text than we ever faced in the hills of North America. You know?
Yeah, you're right.
And we, as a people, gotta understand, you know.
You got about
I'm trying to speak, but I thought somebody else was gonna be on the radio show, you know.
Oh yeah, we gonna definitely have. We got other callers standing by. We you know, we gonna just point out some pointers on the last turn. Okay, all right. Let me go to the next caller real quick. Take the next caller coming out of the 214 area code, 586, y'all.
Peace, I'm on.
Hey, Brother Aki. So what you think about this this incident, Aki, with the Klan marching?
I think it's you know, it's definitely something that's allowed by the by the state and the government itself to know that somebody that represents hate is coming and doing some type of march. So I mean, that clearly lets you know right there who's what they say in the state and the government and the whole thing for even letting something like that happen. But at the same time, you know, just in case, in the event that something get out of hand, you know, I think it would be good for somebody to be at least on standby. I mean, not necessarily making a big scene, but at least being on standby for the community, though. You know what I mean?
All right, sounds very good. Last time the KKK marched down there in Mississippi, all hell broke loose, and that was in 1988 when the last time they marched, the riots went out of control in Mississippi.
Right.
It's a new day. People going a little wild, and people doing a lot of wild things these days. We know the permit for the Klan to march with their handguns and their rifles was denied. Also, they were denied a permit to march with their hoods on. The hoods would not be on the hood rats this time. So we do know that. So, and I agree with you. In this day and time, that might not be the best thing. So sometimes you got to wonder who pushing buttons. It's just a setup to create some more new laws or what? You know, then, you know, we got to read them down.
That's true, too. That's why I say on standby, you know what I mean?
Right.
Just making sure, like, you know, if they do, because whether somebody's trying to be behind it, if they try to do something that's out of order than them just standing around doing whatever or saying whatever, it needs to be somebody that can protect the people if it comes to that. Protect somebody if it comes down to it. You know what I mean?
Right. Yeah, I was just looking
if it comes
at
to that point.
You're right. I was looking at a news clipping earlier where they even the Klan themselves said they'd be armed anyway. You know, even though they were denied an armed permit, but they did say they'll have people, I guess, on standby also, Brother Rocky.
Right.
We'd like to say Black Power to our new listeners on, too, our new brothers and sisters that are joining up with us in the Dallas, Texas. Very new militia members coming out of Dallas, Texas all the time.
Yes,
say
Black Power
to them, brothers and sisters.
Well,
all right, and we'll be right back, y'all. We're going to play this quick song. We'll be right back with some more comments.
All right.
Thank you, man. either they don't know, don't show, or don't care about what's going on in their hood.
It's alright, they gon' hate. We gon' keep it real, but clear we don't play. I got my arms in the T, glad throw it in the X. Got my red, black, my red, glad throw it in the X. It's alright, they gon' hate. We gon' keep it real, but clear we don't play. I got my red, black, my red, glad throw it in the X. Got my monster, monster, busting in the X.
Liberation is a must. Truth talk for what in your heart. You know crackers don't give a fuck. Gangsta, gangsta, where my niggas ain't scared to die. Strap up and say your goodbyes, cause tonight we ride. Hey, we have nothing to lose, but this ghetto life that's got us stressing. So it's time to choose. But the future of our fucking children, they don't give a shit. Never have and never will. Only thing they respect is who we kill. Seeing blood spill, that's the devil deal. Recognize the real, we can't see that shit that'll get us killed. I'm riding high on these fake fuckers. It's Big Sad and I'm clowning on these fake fuckers. Hey,
it's alright, they gon' hate. We gon' keep it clear, but clear we don't play. I got my RPG flag, throw it in the air. Got my red, black, my red flag, throw it in the air. It's alright, they gon' hate. We gon' keep it clear, but clear we don't play. I got my red, black, my red flag, throw it in the air. Got my monster, monster, busting in the air.
Big Sad Solution, he called it a revolution. They call it revelations, put an end to these crackers hating. They disguise that Satan, look at the world they making. It's war on air, earth and water, life they forsaken. Hey, hey, they don't fear me, they fear what I speak. Dead OGs like Cookie Williams speak to me. Yes, I am the seven seal, the jewel of the now. My rhymes is riddles that can only be locked by the ghetto child. See, only a few is chosen, but one will be outspoken. You know it's when you hit these revolutionary rhymes are flowing. Oh, oh, the 5-0 don't roll slow. Black power. What cartel, yeah, we bust at them hoes.
It's alright, they gon' hate. We gon' keep it clear, but clear we don't play. I got my RPG flag, throw it in the air. Got my red, black, my red flag, throw it in the air. It's alright, they gon' hate. We gon' keep it clear, but clear we don't play. I got my red, black, my red flag, throw it in the air. Got my monster, monster, busting in the air. Who should we trust?
Yeah, Black Power, Black Power. This is Black Nation Task Force Radio. We on with some of the finest young men and females in the movement. We got the NBLM on. Got members of the Panther Party on. You brothers from the Black Power Cartel on. We thank all the brothers who lend their music to our program. Big Sad, Mayday Entertainment. And we're going to play another song later on when we close out by Sister Aisha segment. Yes, yes, yes. We coming real. They coming real. We got to keep it real, too. Yes, this is the Black Nation Task Force Radio, where we try to bring all the groups, all our brothers of the nation together to network. And that's what we do right here. We also have the commander on with us from the New Black Militia, also the chairman of Greenville, Texas Militia's on. We got the other Dallas brothers and sisters on. Houston, Texas is on with us strong. Other numbers I don't recognize and other cities I don't recognize, but we on tonight. We talked about this incident, the KKK marching in Mississippi. That's going to go down March the 30th. March the 30th for all the listeners. You know, also not out of fear, but be careful, you know, because they also having a cross burning ceremony also. Normally they do that, they need a sacrifice. So all the brothers and sisters in the area, you know, be careful. Watch your back. Don't trust Whitey like Mama told us. Don't trust them. They'll prove themselves to be untrustworthy. Commander Najee, you want to get back in?
Yes. It's good we have all the Black Nationalist Revolutionary Pan-Africanist groups and various others on the line because we all have to come together collectively. As Malcolm said, we need to put the little petty difference to the side and come out as a common front. And I say we all come together as a common front and press against this cracker, these bastards, these chicken-hearted Negroes like a one-on-one full-court press. I'm glad to hear members of the Black Power Cartel down in Chicago on Savior's Day. I was at really down there vending, and I met with General Seti. And I told Seti, as I'm telling you all, brother, you need to come on board with us. You know, what you do
right.
is very good. It's information. I love for you to join a new black militia. You can do this. Keep on doing what you're doing. You could be like another, the next Steve Coakley. Be the National Information Black Power Think Tank with us and represent that. But you can still remain what you're doing. Ain't going to hinder you. Ain't going to tell you what to do. None of that stuff. And that's why I said to him, I'm telling you all, Fred Hampton Jr., I got Dawa, the National Minister of Defense of the new black militia. When in the springtime, when we go down there, it will be a big surprise who will come on board. And he won't do it on TV officially. And, hey, when that day comes, everybody will see. And now, dealing with the Klan, if the black community sure strong, if we all come together and peer on that day, when I was in the party as a fourth highest ranking official of the National Field Marshal, went to Alamo, Tennessee. We backed the white supremacists down. We had our shotguns. The man got chief police, spooked out. He said, I had never been against them Panthers before. Yeah.
That's right.
And then 2 weeks later, we was in Paris, Texas, locked and loaded. Then Augusta, Georgia, 9 of us, locked and loaded. We with the people in Augusta, Georgia, was about 900 people. The guns, as we tell the sheriffs and the Justice Department was there, one thing is Justice Department, oh, no, it's okay. You all had to write the bell arms. And I said, yeah, the guns is nothing but a defense, a mechanism, security, for any outside enemy to try to come in and attack us. And we were then going to use this defense mechanism as a self-defense two, as a weapon in self-defense, if they come at us with some damn weapons. Black Power.
Black Power.
Black Power.
All right, let's move back to the phone lines real quick. Got another call coming in out of the Dallas area, code area 214-229, yo. 214-229, yo.
As-salamu alaykum. Yes, sir.
Hey, wa alaykum salam. Peace. Who's calling in?
This is Brother Waqir, Dallas, Texas.
All right, Brother Waqir, Dallas, Texas, one of our new members. Going to be holding down the post also. Have a lot of experience in the Panther Party.
Oh, Black Power, brother.
Black Power, Brother Najee.
Yes, sir.
All right. What you like to add to this, Brother Waqir? I know you're a learned individual, a young Moore scholar. What you like to add to this?
I'm just here, you know what I'm saying, listening to you older brothers, you know what I'm saying, y'all listening to y'all chop it up and speak about these motherfuckers trying to come over here and put out all this hate and stuff, you know what I'm saying, over here in Mississippi and stuff. I'm surprised they ain't really, really coming out more in the rapid numbers and stuff because they finna start doing this stuff everywhere, man. We're going to see them coming out in places and stuff they never come out in before. Put fear in people.
I know down there from where you from, Louisiana, what kind of injustice going on down there?
Man, it's a lot of I deal with my family, man. A lot of they be going through a lot of stuff down there. My father's in jail. There's some other things been going on down there. One of my homeboys' nieces came up. They think somebody kidnapped her. I don't know what's going on with that situation and stuff because I hadn't heard from him in like 2 months on that situation, that they ever find her or what. But they think it was related to somebody kidnapped her. They think it was KKK related also.
Okay. Yeah, we have to stay vigilant and tell the family, you know, they got our support when they need us. We're just a ride away, and we shall be riding down there and checking on our brothers and sisters. All right, watch you have anything else? You want to just hold on, jump back in. Your mic is open anytime. Just put your phone on mute and jump in when you want to.
Yes, sir.
All right, Black Power, we appreciate that. and all our other brothers and sisters that are on the line. If you want to be in, to press one, and we'll get you right in. Like one of the brothers was saying earlier, that Brother IT was saying earlier, how can these people get a permit? I guess in the USA you can get a permit. You know, people who've been proven to drag and hang and rape, they might well give a permit to a million man rapist march. If you can give a permit to people who went around brutally raping, killing and burning and dragging individuals, you can give a permit to a million rapists who say they want to march. So, you know, I guess only in America, that's what they say. But, you know, we just want to point that out. Also, to the brothers and sisters, like we were saying earlier, be on your best security decorum, because, like I said, these people are having their cross-lighting ceremonies, and usually they want to kidnap or sacrifice. Hey, we just call it like it is because it is a killing group. It's been proven that they done killed. We done worked so many cases here lately, man. I mean, plenty of cases where that brothers and sisters been dragged. For Teresa, I won in Beaumont, Texas, dragged, killed, raped. I had to pick up 25-year-old Anthony Hill up in Newberry, South Carolina, where we rolled up there. Same thing, shot in his house, rope tied around his legs, dragged out his own house in his own neighborhood, body left in front of a black elementary school. Brandon McCullum, Paris, Texas, James Byrd. It's been proven that these supremacist people are the so-called supremacists. Got to watch these words that we use. So-called supremacist people have been proved to be killers. So, hey, we just call it like it is. So we're not outraged that they have a permit, but we know somebody's pushing buttons. And that's what you have to be aware of. Sometimes people push buttons to make laws, and we have to be aware of that. IT, you got anything else to say?
Yeah, hear me all right?
Yeah, go ahead.
Just saying, man, that's a real, I mean, that's a big slap in the face, man, for, you know, to know that so many of our people, you know, back in the 50s and 60s and all that stuff was hung, beat up, burned alive by these people, by this hate group and the hate organization. And just for them to be allowed to make stand, to take, come out and take a stand and march and represent what they represent is hate, man. I mean, these people are allowed to come out into society and they represent hate, and the people who allow them to do this know this. I mean, this government knows this, and they nobody's trying to prevent it. They're not trying to say, hey, no, we're not trying to, that's not the message that we're trying to put out. This is a society of, you know, everybody, and they're not trying to do that. They're letting it happen. They're letting this go. This is not an organization of self-defense. This is an organization of hate. I mean, you know what I'm saying? This is an organization of hate that got proven history of killing. And just like the recent situation that you were just telling about James Byrd and so on and so forth, you know what I mean? It's like, that's what they represent, man. This is a slap in the face for them to come out, and it is true what you were saying, that, you know, it could be somebody else pushing the buttons to get something to jump off, to give them the right to start doing what they want to do. But
you're right about that. You're right. Go ahead.
But at the same time, I know me personally. I'm not gonna be able to watch it in my. If they said they're coming to Greenville and I'm not gonna be able to stand back and watch that, man. That's my word right there. I can't stand back and watch something like that right there, man. Something's gonna have to, some type of. I just can't stand back with that, man, because I know what that represents. I know what it's about. So,
well, you know, they try to come to Dallas.
I'm actually getting angry. I'm actually getting kind of angry on here right now because, you know.
I know it'll make you emotional, man, if you start thinking about all our ancestors who had to endure with that back in our enslavement and after our enslavement, and still going on.
Right.
It will make you kind of emotional. But, you know, they actually tried to march in Dallas, too, but we shut that down last year. They tried to have a little march in Dallas, but, you know, it was shut down, too. You know, a lot of people just can't stand by idly watching that type of behavior.
Well, I can't do that, man. I can't tell. So I'm going to address the situation some type of way, some type of fashion. I don't care if I go to jail, so be it. If I go to jail, so be it, man.
Black Power, brother, we're going to address the situation. And I'm never deviate from the addressing the situation. When Klan rallies around the country, Khaled always showed up locked and loaded with 55 heavily armed men. Okay? Before the James Byrd thing, they did some other stuff and stuff. Okay? But James Byrd thing was one to put everything on the national scene. We went down to locked and loaded. They had the Klan trapped in all four corners. They were the sheriffs, the police, the state police, the prison dog wardens. They weren't even concerned about the brothers with the weapons. They were only concerned by that bald-headed black man. And I'm saying the same thing you all saying. We can confront these bastards, but we got to go with a team, a disciplined team. We can't get emotional, you get killed. We got to go in there smart. We go in armed. We always print out the states, dealing with the firearm penal codes, carrying laws of the guns in that state. And what we do, we go where the location. We scout out the place. Then we get there before they get there and scout out the place. Then set our people up how we will show some force with the community and the brothers with the weapons and show real force and also have them encircle and have them entrapment and put strikes straight, terror and fear. As my mentor said, the Klan always was coming to the black man and woman's house, striking terror in the black man. No, not today. When the Klan comes today, we run to the goddamn Klan. We want to get some goddamn barbecue. Ku Klux Klan barbecue. And this is how I stand the day on that.
Black Power.
Black Power.
All right. Also, we'll be talking about this recent murder tomorrow, New Black Liberation Militia Radio. We'll be talking about the murder of the mayor candidate down in Mississippi who came up found dead. And, you know, we're going to be looking into that tomorrow. And that phone number for the New Black Liberation Militia Radio is 626 area code 226-1455, 8 p.m. Central Time. New Black Militia Radio, 626-226-1455. And we'll be analyzing the case of Marco McMillan, the mayor candidate who was found dead in Mississippi. That's right. That's right. And also, like I said, we have our brother Dawah Israel TV program that will be kicking off March the 23rd in Chicago, Texas, New Black Militia TV radio. Keep up with us. That's right. And like we said all the time, we could have been doing anything else, but we chose to liberate ourselves. By liberating ourselves, we can help them go out and liberate our brothers and sisters. And that's what we do. So tomorrow, if anybody want to listen to us, Southern Region, NBLM on Blog Talk Radio. Go to Southern Region, NBLM, 8 p.m. Central. Check the chat room. It'll be open. We'll be talking about the brother who was killed in Mississippi.
Right.
All right, y'all. We'll be right back with you. We're going to play this song by Aisha Set, man. And we'll be right back.
Don't label me a terrorist. I'm very necessary. How many niggas?
Represent your shit. Represent your shit.
Basic, anxious, tired of buying money cases and probation, sick and tired of jobs. I
enough of that fuck shit. Sick and tired of living like a slave paying taxes. Sick and tired of fast food, they're selling it to kill ya. Sick and tired of preachers lying to these dumb civilians. Sick and tired of rappers calling me bitch. They do it cause the gay industry make them suck dick. Fuck the media is ran by white Jews. Fuck hip hop is ran by white Jews. The white Jews know how they oppressing black people. White Jews play the slave trade. Truth is born lethal. How many niggas? Saving it, don't stop my nigga, keep on push. Passing round the emerald side that we call Kush. Kill Illuminati, the epistles are wicked. They stole Egyptian mysteries and gave us cracker religion. Theodosius, he took away your name. Justinian the faggot, lock your knowledge away. We built a pyramid, so let your third eye see how these college niggas pledge the homosexual Greek. Next to Kimi, I'm the RBG rainbow. I stick gorilla knowledge, waking up Sambo. Oh, how many niggas? Young Jeezy, stepping fetching house niggas and waking up the people. Sick of Nicki Minaj, a bust of rhymes and shit. Should be Diddy's next sacrifice, Illuminati wish. Sick of Jay-Z, sick of Kanye. The system they protecting is the gay boule. Sick of hair relaxers, black women flexing. Sick of material shit and leaves the mind naked. Fuck the high schools ran by Neanderthals. Fuck the money system ran by Neanderthals. White folks in business suits are still Neanderthals. Don't have sex with them, their DNA is animal. How many niggas?
All right, we back with you. This is Black Nation Task Force Radio. We on with our guest tonight, the commander of the NBLM, Commander Nigel, other members and other listeners and other organizations are listening with us also. We say black power to all our brothers and sisters. Send a special black power out to them Lone Star RBG brothers and sisters. The one close to me. Got the network with them brothers. They close to me. Yes, yes, yes. So that's what we're talking about. We're just going over some and giving some instruction for our brothers and sisters who might be listening to this program from the Mississippi area, Tennessee area, all up and down there, the southern coast. Be on your best lookout, defense, all month, because the KKK is in town. Not out of fear do we say that, because they've been proven to snatch our brothers and sisters off the street and to use them as sacrifice, to use them, their deaths as promotions. You know, a lot of these people kind of twist it, throw it off, they kill a brother and sister, they get promotions and rank. So we're just telling you to be on your best security, your best caution, because
right.
Animals are on the loose,
people are
that's
not
what we're
focused.
Calling. Go ahead.
Our people are not focused. Our people trapped as a black matrix. Our people in the fantasy world, they're chasing the yellow big road and think they're in the land of Oz. That's where our people get back. They're going to take certain things that happen for our people really, really see this is real serious. And New Orleans is one of them. Jasper is one of them. Anthony Hill, Newberry, South Carolina, shot in the head, drugged by white supremacists 11 miles. Paradexus is one of them. If all the incidents had not waken up Negro. That's why I use the term Negro, because Negro means dead, lifeless, this and that, and they jump which way the wind blows. It's going to take some serious killing disaster that will have to happen to come among our people before they actually see the reality of this no good enemy.
Yes, yes, that's probably correct for the Nigerian right there, because we think we free, we think we succeeded in a country, and they're not paying attention. They hadn't paid attention to what's about to happen up in Detroit, where they're going to lose all type of programs, where the state of Detroit declared an emergency, that they funds are out. And what does that mean for a lot of brothers and sisters that depend on the child care, welfare? You shall find out shortly. You shall find out shortly. If you're not trying to get on some land, grow your own food, have your own homes, where you can sustain yourself, you're going to be in trouble, because the base of all revolution is land. And if you don't have any, you know, ain't talking about a house in the city, because all chaos is going to fall out in these cities shortly. You better have you some land with some water on it, with some food growing, with a fish tank if you eat meat, some chickens, some milk, with some cows, but you ain't going to be able to make it in these cities. You ain't going to be able to make it on
it
food stamps.
This is the bourgeois of us as a people.
Right.
And also the ones who playing revolution, playing with this, I feel sorry for them too. We will take their goddamn life. Playing revolution.
That's right. Yeah, so that day is coming when all hell is breaking out shortly.
Right.
And as you can see, a lot of politics are being set up to bring down the destruction on the people. So we are vigilant. That's what the ancestors have us here for, being vigilant. We don't speak out of fear. We speak out of hopefully we educating our brothers and sisters and preparing them for the fall of America. Like the, like the scriptures speak of, fall of America is coming, and it's not coming. No, it's here. It ain't coming. It's here. The revolution is here. That's right. So y'all pay attention. This is Commander Najee. We appreciate you being on with us on the Black Nation Task Force. This is a network hotline, and we, like we was telling everybody tomorrow, we'll be on New Black Liberation Militia Radio, hardcore. We don't pull no punches on that program. So join us tomorrow at 8 p.m. Central, 626-226-1455. You have any closing words, Commander?
This is Thursday night, like the brother says, New Black Militia Radio 101, Black Power Truth Hour. Keeping it real, securing our future, being bothered about it.
Black Power will let. All right, Brother Joaquin, you have a closing word? Wait, you have your phone on mute.
Just okay, I'm good, sir.
All right, well, we say Black Power, appreciate you joining in with the discussion. We'll see everybody tomorrow at 8 p.m. All the brothers in Mississippi and down that southern coast, keep your eyes watched. Black Power, we out, y'all.
Black Power.